Natasha and her one-year-old son, Sasha, are enjoying the warm Kiev sunshine. But back home, Natasha says looking after an infant is difficult because the hot water supply has been cut off.
I can't bathe my baby. I can't wash the dishes. The basic things that a human needs are hot water, heating, and electricity. If you take away those basic things, how can a person live?
Kiev's Soviet-era housing blocks are supplied with communal heating and hot water from municipal boilers. The system is shut off for a week every summer for cleaning. But authorities announced this week that the hot water won't be turned on again until October to conserve gas supplies for winter.
It's midsummer in Ukraine, it's hot and sunny, and people are surviving without hot water or heating. But in a few months, the temperatures will plunge and the ice and snow will return. Ukraine will have to survive winter without cheap Russian gas.
In past years, Ukraine has relied on cheap gas from Russia. But Moscow cut off supplies in June in a dispute over debt payments. Deputy chairman of Ukraine's state-run gas firm Naftogaz, Oleksandr Todichuk, says his countrymen must prepare for tough times.
A really challenging winter lies ahead for Ukraine. Right now, there are about 15 billion cubic meters of gas in our underground storage tanks. That's about a third of what Ukraine would normally consume this year.
Todichuk points to a map of Ukrainian Black Sea gas platforms, which he says are now under Russian control following Moscow's forceful takeover of Crimea in March. Faced with an energy crisis, Ukraine is deploying a new weapon in its gas war with Russia, energy efficiency. A movement called Energy Evolution, Conserve Energy, Save Ukraine, uses videos like this, a parody of the shower scene in the movie Psycho, to highlight energy waste. Polina Bashkina is spokesperson for the organization.
The first goal is to inform Ukrainians that saving energy is good for the economy. The second is to lessen the shock when gas costs rise, because they are going to keep rising, and in autumn we will see much higher bills. And the third, the long-term goal is to make Ukraine an energy-efficient country.
Bashkina insists that long-term goal is achievable, despite Ukraine's historic reliance on Russian energy.
If we treat energy efficiently, we could save about half of it, around 45-48%. Converting that figure into gas, that's 29 billion cubic meters, more than we bought from Russia in 2013.
Neighbouring Slovakia has said it will allow the so-called reverse flow of gas from the EU into Ukraine, potentially offering Kiev a winter lifeline. In the meantime, campaigners say Ukrainian citizens must cut back on energy use and break the dependence on Russia. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Kiev.